Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's AEROBroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your trusted source for all things home improvement. Whether you're tackling a DIY project, hiring it out, or just trying to keep your home running smoothly, you're in the right place. With over 30 years of remodeling experience, certified kitchen designer Eric G. takes you behind the scenes with expert advice, industry trends, and the latest innovations for your home. It's everything you need to know without the fluff. Now, here's your host, Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining us today. Make sure you follow us over on social media. You can find us. Just look for the Around the House Show, or I can make it even easier for you. Just go over to our website, Around the House Online. Go to the bottom of the page and just start clicking and following. And make sure you check out the YouTube as well. That way you can find all of our videos over there. There's a lot of stuff over there and some new stuff that I'll be posting up here in the next week or so. So stay tuned for that. And we have back a recurring guest. Co-host today, Johnny Dudley. Welcome back to the show, brother.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. Those appreciate little bits you're talking about on YouTube, one of those is the dancing one, right?
Not yet. I got all month.
Are you choreographing over there?
Oh, yeah. I'm dancing with the stars. Actually, I can't dance. I'm going to see if I can find some AI thing to make me do it, but that's a whole other story. So today I wanted to talk about how to hire a contractor and how to do that, because I tell you what, there are some amazing contractors out there, but there are also some serious hacks. And depending on where you live in the country, I mean, you know, here's the problem that I see, and Johnny, you know this too, as a, you know, licensed, bonded, insured contractor. It doesn't matter. Well, it does matter if you're in Oregon or if you're in Washington, D.C., or if you're in Alaska, Hawaii, or Texas. It's the Wild West because every state has their own rules. And even some areas don't even require contractors to be licensed in this day and age. And so really what these contractor licenses can do is you as a consumer, it can really help protect you from finding somebody that's just going to take your dollars and run, like you were on my buddy Skip Bedell and Adam Carolla's show, that Catch a Contractor show, where people would pay the money, the job would get done, and guess what? It would be worse than what they started with, and then they have to pay them again to do it. And that's the sad part.
If the guy shows up in a Celica with a skill saw in the back and a missing hubcap, don't do it.
Well, but at the same point, I always worry about the guy showing up. He could be good, but here's the thing. I'd almost rather see that, though, versus the guy showing up in the, you know, in the Lexus SUV that's brand new, or the $140,000 lifted truck. You know what I mean? So it's six in one hand, half a dozen in the other.
There's extremes there. But yeah.
You know, it's interesting. And that's one of the things, and great example. And this is where you as a homeowner need to be diligent. We'll talk about all the steps you should take here. But I want to start out with this kind of story because it really tells what happens. And this is where you as a homeowner, it's on you to do your research. Had a buddy who's a realtor reach out and go, Eric, I got a guy. He's trying to help his parents out. He hired a contractor. He's $200,000 in. And the house isn't getting done very well. Can you go take a look at it? Sure, I'll cruise over. There's 10 minutes from my house. Not a big deal. I cruise over there. Holy hell. I felt so bad for this guy at first because this guy had already spent a couple hundred grand on this remodel and everything had to be start over. So the contract, and again, I don't know who the contractor was, never saw him. Looked like he might have been a painter in some previous life, maybe, because the painting skills were halfway decent. But he decided to build his own kitchen cabinets. Well, it looks like he started out with some cabinets from maybe a donation place and then kind of tried to build framed, frameless, whatever with them. I knew we were in big problems when the guy, the homeowner, had a double oven sitting there, nice LG double oven. There was a cabinet that was built out of 1x2s. It didn't look very good. And kind of face frame kind of thing. I look in the back and there's a 14-2 Romex in the back of that. So there is a 110.
Wow.
You know, 15 amp circuit going to the back of that. And I'm like, that's not going to work. But the crazy part was that was going to a 40 amp breaker. So who knows what happened? Wow. So I went and looked at the bathrooms. The bathrooms were even worse. It looked like, you know, you watch some of these HDTV shows and they have the host trying to set tile on camera. And you can tell it's like you have never touched a trowel and a piece of tile in your entire life and tried to put those two pieces together. Didn't, you know, you could just go, wow, that's foreign to you. Yeah, this was foreign to this guy too. He had started out the shower with drywall. He built this base, shower base. It was really nice, but it was on a concrete slab because it was in the basement and he had not put the drain down in there. So the drain was off by like an inch and a half. Now, the only way to do that is to rip the floor back up. So it was just one of those things. And then I walked around to the back. Oh yeah. It was even worse. The deck had a 50% cantilever off the beam.
What?
Yeah. So guys, what I'm talking about is that, you know, sometimes you'll have like 2 feet of the cantilever, you'll have the beams and the floor decking going on it. You have the posts and the beam across there and your 2x6, 10s, 12s, whatever the size of the deck is sitting on there. Yeah, it was right down the middle of the deck. So you had, if you put five people out there, you had a springboard going. And you're hoping that that didn't pull out of the side of the house, because otherwise
Titanic,
you're going on the ground. Yep. Yeah. So it was those kind of things, you know, just, and I'm like, brother, you're going to have to start over. You have spent all this money and, you know, try to get some of that money back, but I think it's all been spent. And when I see Ryobi tools sitting around, sorry, Ryobi, most contractors aren't going to have those in their hands that are serious. I was like, okay, that tells the story. So the guy was getting some money back, but he decided to hire somebody else. And I said, okay, man, here's the contractors I would use. And this is where it gets crazy. This is where I have to put it on the homeowner again. He went out trying to save money, was hiring another unlicensed, unbonded, uninsured contractor that was $60,000 less to do it again. And I walked away and I said, hey man, can't help you. You're making the same mistake again, and they're going to probably take your money. And now you're going to be $300,000 or $400,000 again and have to do it all over again. Couldn't help themselves, you know, and that's the problem. And that's one thing I learned with people as well. And, you know, we've got the smartest audience out there in home improvement, all you guys out there listening. But this is the one thing that I've learned. Even when I was out helping companies, like, I'm not going to use a company name, but when you and I both worked with Vern, and I'll just use that name.
Yep.
Couldn't get out of his own way.
Yeah.
I tried to help him. My buddy Corey and I tried to help that company get turned around. And as soon as we left, he ran right back down into the ground again. And a year and a half later, I see the auction, you know, of my desk and stuff. You as a homeowner have to get out of your own way and not make those decisions based on money, because it's not going to usually work out. You might get lucky and it works out great, but that's kind of how that's going to go. It's going to get expensive. So in the next segment, Johnny, I want you and I to kind of walk through here. We're around to break here, but I want to walk through the stuff to make sure that everybody understands kind of the process, what to look for, and what are the tricks that some of these people that you see on Nextdoor that aren't licensed or will never be able to get a license, bond, or insurance. How to keep those people out of the mix so you can find those good contractors and have them come work on your project. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns. Don't worry, we're going to get positive. We got the secrets for you. When we come back, don't change that dial.
Time for a quick pause. Go measure something twice, cut it once, and regret it forever. Around the House will be right back.
Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a 2-in-1 sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's AEROBroom.com. Sweep smart.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.
What's up? This is Sticks It In Ya.
And Satchel from Steel Panther. And you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Welcome back to the Around the House show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me. Of course, we got Johnny Dudley here in the studio, Site Hype Designs. Contractor, web designer. This guy helps contractors out there get their businesses turned around online. So you're the master of that, brother.
Is it speaking of a good way to find a good contractor? And it's not always the truth. And I'm not pitching web design, but for goodness sake, man, if you're a contractor, Scotty used to be like that. I did this little thing on Wix. I'm like, brother, if you want to look like you're York's remodeling, then make it look like you're legit. That tells people you're spending money on marketing. You're spending money on your business and you're building something real. Not, I threw up a site on a Sunday night and hope this thing works. Like having a legit looking site that gives people good information, valuable information, tips on how to find a good contractor, even if it's not you, things to consider before you call us for a proposal.
Absolutely.
Budget sheets, realistic budget. What are you trying to do? Providing that kind of information provides an impetus and interest for people to use your site. It leads to more leads. It leads to more revenue. It leads to better projects. And it also helps you cipher out the guy that wants to do a bathroom model for $1,200. You're like, yeah, that's not going to happen. So yeah, no, it's important, guys. Yeah. If I can help in any way, even if it's just advice, hit me up, send me an email, whatever.
Brother, that's the thing. And with AI and all these things out there nowadays, there's different, used to be you jump on Angie's List, you'd grab somebody, you'd jump on, you know, wherever, and you'd find somebody, Craigslist even, you'd see people do that. And nowadays, so many of these other sites, and not saying Angie's List, but you get on to Nextdoor. Nextdoor and Facebook are the two that I would say are the biggest offenders of having unlicensed, unbonded, uninsured contractors. They're not following the rules. Those are the honey holes to find those guys because they are prevalent there.
Yeah. They just want the ad money. They ain't consumed.
It's not even they're paying ads. They're just jumping on there. You'll have somebody who will say, hey, I'm looking at my fence built or I'm having a deck rebuilt. Who do you know? And then somebody jumps on and goes, I'll make a name up. Let's say it's Mrs. Carlson will jump on and go, oh yeah, Cole. CNS, I'm making a name up, CNS Remodeling. Yeah. And then somebody will jump on there, oh, I'm Mike Carlson, yeah, from CNS Remodeling. And And of course, when you go look them up, they're not licensed, bonded, and insured. And if you're CNS remodeling, I'm not talking about you, but I'm just making this up. I'm not trying to dog anybody out there.
Let me tell you, as a guy that's built several businesses, those are the leftovers. Like, that's where you go scavengering when you're first starting out, and you need to, like, basically do a job for free to get your name out there, which means I've got no experience. Otherwise, I'd be showing it off and getting good jobs. So I'm on those boards and I'm hunting down people that I need a WordPress site built. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'll get that guy. Like, when you're first starting, 12 years ago, I was doing that. I was searching the boards going, who needs for anything?
Who needs my work? Just
get my foot in the water. And I get that. It's hard to break a business. If you're going to do a $200,000 remodel, you don't want that guy that's scavenging for a fence job. Like, don't do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the first thing is understand really what the rules are in your state, in your region. Like here where I'm at, where Johnny was at, the state of Washington, the state of Oregon, they have a statewide contractor licensing program, which is great. Now, the big thing is you get into other places like on the East Coast, they don't have that. It's the city that maybe, let's say, Philadelphia has it. But if you're the next town over, you got to be licensed with them. There's not a statewide thing. So that can be a little bit tougher. But really, understanding what the rules are where you live and what's required, that will sure help you understand what you're looking for. Because, for instance, here in the state where I'm in, there's a contract has to be an approved contract with the state, has to have these things in it. You have to have lead paint things if your house was built before 1978. There's all these forms and paperwork that should be there. So that way, if somebody comes over and they don't have those, that should be a warning sign that maybe this person's not on the up and up. And I've seen that more often than not, that even somebody will be trying to say, oh, yeah, I'm this contractor, but they're basically stealing the license number of somebody else. And that can be a big one.
Yeah, we're going to hit a lot of points here. And I think this is definitely something we make a list out of to be able to provide, put it on the site.
Absolutely.
Sign up for the email, send it out in a newsletter, that kind of stuff, because it's just bullet points. They're not big deals. It's just, especially if it's your first time, there's going to be things you didn't consider.
Absolutely.
Is your budget realistic? Is the guy licensed? Is the et cetera, et cetera. We'll hit all that in a second, but yeah.
Yeah. Speaking about budget, that's the thing. You can do some research and find out what the average cost is across the country so you have an idea. Because that's another one of those warning signs. When someone's coming in at half what the national average is,
There's a reason.
Great example out there. If you're going to take a bath remodel, and I'm talking about that bath remodel that's in the hallway, it's got the 5-foot tub at the end, it's got a 36-inch vanity, the toilet next to it, you walk in, it's the typical hall bathroom that we see across the country. The average right here in 2024, at least, just in a mid-range, and I'm talking about just, you know, laminate countertops, just really basic, that starts at $25,000, guys.
I'm getting back into business.
What? See? Yeah. What? And so when you look at that, and here's the thing. And when you look at that, okay, what's a mid-range bathroom? Here's the rules on that. I'll give you the specs. That's taking a 5x7-foot bathroom, replace all fixtures, include a 30x60-inch porcelain on steel tub with a 4x4-inch ceramic tile surround, single lever temperature pressure balance shower control, standard white toilet, solid surface vanity counter with integral sink, recessed medicine cabinet with light, tile floor, and some wallpaper.
Wow. If anybody out there needs a bathroom model, I'll come up from Columbia and take care of it for you. I'll do them for 20. I used to do them for $8. That's crazy. I know. That was 15 years ago.
15, yeah, exactly. But here's the one thing that you got to listen. You got to pay attention to this. They just listed off what's one thing they didn't do, a cabinet.
Yeah.
They didn't list a cabinet there. So that's reusing the old cabinet.
Yeah, just swapping the tub.
And what used to be a $100 tub is now a $300, but that's swapping the tub. So that's on average across the country.
Yeah. So if the guy comes in and says he can do it for 10, he's not. Yeah.
You got a problem.
That means he's going to tell you 10, and that means it's going to go up $2,000 a day for the next 10 days.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Let's say you want to do an upscale one. Let's say I want something nice to like 100 square feet, right? something a little bigger. When you gut that, I'm not going to go into the details on this because we do that with our cost versus value report episode when we do it. But this 100 square foot, basically gut to the studs kind of project, like a typical one, a neo angle shower, all that stuff, maybe electric in-floor heating, new cabinetry. That costs now, average across the U.S., and this is crazy, $78,000, almost $79,000.
You've got to be, dude, I'm seriously considering coming back up there and starting my contracting business again.
Johnny, we'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey, it's producer Jim here, and Eric G. has no idea I'm doing this. When you sign up for the Around the House Insider, you're not just getting early access to the weekend show, exclusive extended episodes, the full back catalog, and a direct line to Eric himself. I'm throwing in two Around the House stickers on me just for signing up. But don't wait. This is only while supplies last. It's just $4 a month. Head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com or click the link in the show notes. Shush. Don't tell Eric. Hey, guys. It's producer Jim over at the Around the House show. Do you have an amazing product or service you want to expose to our audience? Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and send us a message, and we can help you reach the smartest audience in home improvement. Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and send us a message, and we can create a custom marketing program for you. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the Around the House show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Hey, guys, make sure you follow us over. All of our stuff you can find over at AroundTheHouseOnline.com, whether you're looking for Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and make sure you check out the YouTube as well. All those links are right there. That way you can follow us. And if you're on the radio checking us out, hey, thanks for listening to us on the Talk Media Network. Make sure you check us out on the podcast because we do have a midweek episode that comes out that doesn't hit the radio airwaves. You can check it over there. Just find us on your favorite podcast player. I got Johnny Dudley here from Sidehype Designs, contractor that I used to work with years ago. And we've been talking about trying to hire that contractor and find the right ones. And we were talking about some project costs really to make sure that you understand going in what's a good bid and what's not, because so many times people get a number and go, that's half the price of everybody else, and I'm going to go with the low bid. And as Johnny, that's usually the most expensive way to do that.
Get what you pay for still holds true 99% of the time, man. That's just reality.
Absolutely. One last number here before we get into the hiring secrets that I have. So take a 200 square foot kitchen with functional layout of 30 feet of semi-custom wood cabinets, 3x5 foot island, laminate countertops, standard double bowl stainless sink, single over faucet, range, vent hood, basics. Vinyl flooring, a little trim, that kind of stuff. The average cost on that kitchen remodel across the U.S. is $80,000 with laminate countertops. Now, if you wanted those quartz and you wanted the tile,
and vinyl flooring.
Okay. So
I lived in an apartment like that once.
No kidding. So really, guys, this is what I'm worried about, is just understanding what the costs are first. But one way to do that is that's just Google up cost versus value report. That's where you can find it. It's out there. You can find it for your area. There's a couple hundred markets across the U.S. where they've got it, where they can tell you what the prices are in your area to give you a rough idea. And they've been doing that every year. They just got bought out last year, so that's the 2024 version. And unfortunately, I'm going to say that remodeling never gets cheaper, so those numbers have probably gone up for 2025 and into 2026.
Note to
it's
self,
crazy. Let's
add that link to the list.
Yeah, we'll put it on there. We'll put it on there. Now, guys, you know, and some of that is just some of our building material prices out there. Sheetrock, last time I looked, last week, it was almost $20 a sheet. It's just crazy because that stuff's coming out of Mexico, or at least the gypsum is. So that's a little expensive right now. So really educate yourself first on the project, what you're going to do. But here's the thing I want you to look for. And this is some of the stuff that we've had and that I've learned over the years is, first off, talk to them, have them come out and give you an estimate. Now, I have a thing that I've been talking about for the last couple of years as well. If you want a detailed estimate, I have no problem with that contractor charging you a few hundred bucks to give you a line item estimate. And I'm not a big fan of the free estimates anymore. I'm not asking the contractor to go spend 8 hours of their day putting together a detailed estimate for your detailed project for free. If they want to come in and go, this is going to be 80 to 90 grand for this project, depending on what you do, you got a budget. If you want it to be, it's going to be $92,000, you're going to have to probably pay a few hundred bucks for them to do that bid. Now, most of the guys that do that, generally speaking, they'll give that money off the project if you go with them. So I don't have a problem with that. That way you can work through that process. But really, making sure that they're licensed, bonded, insured, and it's easy. Check and see, like in my state, it's awesome. If you're an Oregon resident, they made it easy. I can call the Oregon Construction Contractors Board. They answer the phone and I can say, hey, I'm looking up John Dudley at ASM Construction over here. What do they tell you? And they'll go through and they'll tell you exactly. John, it was never licensed in Oregon, so
what you wouldn't awesome have showed up. Guy I am.
Yeah. but that's the thing. They're going to go through and say, hey, wow, this person's been in business for 35 years. They've had 2 complaints. That's pretty good because people like to complain. Just because they have 1 or 2 complaints out there, it's not about the complaints, about how they handle them. That's the thing. And that's what happens. And so doing that research, because here's what happens. If you're actually out there and you hire somebody that's not licensed, bonded, insured, and they're coming up to do your roof, you are now their employer, Johnny. So you're paying for them. Paying them. Guess what? If they fall off that ladder, they break their leg or worse, that's your medical bill, not theirs, because you're now the employer. So they can go after you, the homeowner, for them getting hurt. That can be a problem and can get really expensive. That can be a problem. So one of the things also that I like too, and this is one thing, and again, I want to get your take on this, Johnny, and we got a little time to do it here in this segment, but homeowners, when we have a shortage of trades out there, are at a severe disadvantage trying to general contract their own project.
For sure.
Because what happens is, like when Johnny was doing his general contracting, he had his trades that he worked with that were loyal to him. If you called up as a homeowner and wanted one of those people to come work, can you come work to his electrician? Hey, come work on my project. As a homeowner, you're a one time and done. So you are the lowest generally on the list. Because what happens is the contractors, that they're their big meat potatoes. If they call up and go, hey, man, I need you tomorrow morning at this job site because something went sideways, you're the one that doesn't have the guy show up in the morning. She's going to go over to the project that pays them, you know, the weekly dollars. So it's really tough as a homeowner. Thing.
Like, you really become a team. Like, I was tight with, we're a family with all my subs, the drywall guys, the plumbers, the electricians, like, you remember Paul Larkin?
Yeah.
All those guys, man, we were tight and we all worked well together and we didn't step on each other's toes. And having a general contractor that brings that kind of team to mm-hmm. your project is invaluable because they've done it 50 times before together as a team. Mm-hmm. They know that the electrician's going to do this way, just like he did the last 50 times, which lets the drywaller know not to cover that yet because there's an X mark there, which lets the floor guy know don't run the flooring all the way to the edge. It's silly things that if you're not in the know and you don't do that stuff every day, you can't be faulted for it, but you got to put some trust into whoever you decide. And to speak to that, like for me, I want to say one thing I think is maybe the most important, obviously mm-hmm. skill, and especially sure. if you're doing something super specific that requires specialized skills, like you probably want a guy that's really good at that. But if you're doing a bigger project and it's not just one thing, it's not just tile, it's not just a fence, you'll have a general contractor that has good people, hopefully. But the vibe for me, you'll know the guy. You'll know the snake oil peddler, mm-hmm. the used car salesman, and you'll know the guy that's authentic. And he's not going to be the cheapest, but he's also not going to be the most expensive always. Maybe he is, but that's going to be a bigger company, which you think you can trust, but they're just humans just like the rest of us. They screw up too. And I say that because You remember Eric. I was a little bit wily, long hair, tattoos, earrings, ripped up jeans. And I would walk in and sell $250,000 remodels because I was honest with the people. I told them what I was capable of. I had great referrals because I always delivered what I said I was going to deliver. And I did it on time. And I made sure I did it right. And people danced and cried in their kitchens because of that. And that's why I never ran out of work.
Exactly.
So people, I'd walk in with Kevin. He'd be all suited up with a tie on.
Pulling up in his Mercedes, in his Eastern European Mercedes gangster car.
Yep. I'd walk in covered in sawdust and ripped jeans and hair hanging out of my head. And the people loved me because I was just genuine and authentic. And I think that connection with your contractor goes a long ways. You don't want to, in my opinion, be a micromanager for your contractor. It's better to be buddies. Buy the guy a beer. Give them a dinner or something like that. Give them a sandwich at lunch. They're like, these people are cool. And then the shows in the work, they start caring about you as a person, as a friend, as a client.
Absolutely.
On a human level. And in my opinion, that goes way further than it goes along.
Amen. And we got to go out to break, but that is the honeymoon period, right? That is the part that everybody's loving each other. If it's rough right there, it's going to just get worse.
And we're now, humans. We feel that. You start feeling that friction like she's pushy. He's a jerk.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Exactly. We come back. I want to talk about one of the contracting groups out there. One project that is like the big one for people taking money out of homeowners' pockets. If you're not educated on this, we'll talk about that just as soon as Around the House returns. Don't go anywhere.
Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn-out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at SummitTrailerMFG.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at SummitTrailerMFG.com.
If I could dream.
Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good, they convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code ERICG for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Welcome back to the Around the House show, the next generation of home improvement. If you want to find out more about us, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. Send a message to Johnny and I over there. You can do that right there. Just use the contact us page. And today we're talking about how to hire a contractor. Some of our tips, tricks, horror stories. When we were going out to break, I was teasing ahead to you guys that there is one project out there, or one project that is probably one of the most fearful for homeowners. And I think it's one of the most dangerous as well, because the bad contractors can use fear and get you to write big checks when you don't need it. And that's foundation repair companies. You've seen it, Johnny. It's crazy. Some of these guys, I'll tell you an example. Here's a great example. I was working with a company back in my days when I was on another station here in Portland, Oregon. Back when I was working with Bob, I was working with these guys. So I went out on a job site. I pull up in my company car because I was helping do some estimates for them. And I see the competition is still inside the house. And I'm watching my watch going, oh, it's 2:30 appointment. And competition's still in there. So I gave them a minute. finally, they rush him outside and he gets in the truck and drives off. I come up and I have two homeowners, husband and wife, in tears.
Oh, jeez.
Have a leak in the basement coming through someplace. There's water in the, your typical Northwest, West Coast, California level house in the basement. So to paint the picture.
There's one that doesn't leak. I've never seen it.
Absolutely. So when I'm walking up to the door, I see the window there and there's a sprinkler. I'm waiting for the door to open. They're collecting them stuff. I can see that there's a crack in the concrete underneath the window because the grade comes up like halfway up on this floor. It's kind of like a half basement. Basement dirt is like dirt outside the terrain is waist high or higher. Come in, take a look. I'm like, oh, you guys okay? Yeah, we just got a $80,000 bid or whatever it was. It was so crazy. What'd they say? Oh, I have water coming up between the slab and the wall. And so we have a high water table. They said that we need to dig up the basement floor and do
draining system.
Drain or anything. I said, okay, I'm not going to take that as gospel. Let's start over. Start from the beginning. Let's head down there and take a look. So I'm like, I walk down. What's the first thing I see? 9x9 asbestos tiles on the floor. And I'm like, did he mention having to abate this, guys? No. All right. There's another 30 or 40 grand on top of that. I said, that's going to get more expensive. Let's see what we got here. So I'm like, where's the water? And they all, it's coming up under the drywall over here. I'm like, under the drywall. I'm looking. I'm like, that's the window.
Yep.
I said, and I had a Milwaukee inspection camera, one of those little fiber optic ones out in the car. I said, let me go out and get the car. I said, I might be able to save you some serious money. Can I punch a hole in the drywall here about the size of a pencil? Do what you need to do. I go in there with that and I can see daylight through the crack.
Yeah. Grind out the crack, epoxy resin, done.
Yep. So basically I said, okay, here's the thing. I can see where the water was coming out. I said, you got a sprinkler out there. It's probably leaking a little bit. It's coming in right here. It's coming in right here. This is what it is. I go, I can have somebody come in here. We'll take out the drywall. We'll put in carbon fiber over the top of it. We'll use urethane to patch it with carbon fiber over it. It'll be the strongest point of the foundation. It's $2,000 at the time. They were so happy. They were like, let's go. Let's rock. If they would have gone with that fear-based contractor, they'd had $100,000 in that thing by the time they got it cleaned up, and it wouldn't have fixed the problem because the water wasn't coming up through the floor. It was coming through the sidewall.
Yeah, no. The worst thing about it is it's such a niche space, right? There's not a lot of guys that are out there doing the French drains and basements and doing, and so they know they can get away with it. Look, everybody knows a little bit about painting. Everybody knows a little bit about installing a cabinet or the basics of household maintenance. Mm-hmm. But you start talking foundation, nobody knows. They're like, I don't know. I've never done concrete.
No,
you and when you have $100,000 to paint a bedroom, they're like, no, I could paint a bedroom for less than, you know what I mean? You tell them you got to fix the foundation. Oh my God, that's holding our house.
Man, the house could fall down. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. It's crazy.
It's gross that guys play on that. And yeah, to put the ears, shame on you.
Yeah. And here's my fix for that. If you're having to have foundation work done, don't call the foundation repair company first. Call a structural engineer. Have them come out, pay them the hundreds to thousand dollars to write a report.
Yeah,
they will go through, they'll write up a plan, they'll draw up a plan, or they'll go, hey, that's good. That's not even structural. That's just cosmetic. Easy. Or they'll say, hey, we can fix this, but here, there's always a fix, guys. There's always a fix. And most of the time, it doesn't require jacking up the house and tearing the foundation out. So most of the time, there's a fix that they will come up with. Then you take that fix and put it out to bid.
Yeah, that's exactly how you do it, man.
It's just so simple that way. But before we run out of time, I want to make sure we run down the list here real quick. First off, check the references. Now, some contractors get around that because they've got their friends, their neighbors, their cousins as the references. But go take a look at the project. Now, here's the one rule I have. If you're going to go take a look at their project, if you hire them, you need to let a couple people come take a look at your project when it's done. Give back to that guy or girl. Make sure that you give that back. Use those references. Take a look out there. And by the way, there's this thing called social media and online reviews. Take a look. Now, angry people, the first thing, they don't call the contractor, they go jump on Google and put a review up. So right. Keep it in mind. There will be bad reviews for almost every contractor out there. Somebody's not going to be. We see these people on the TV screens. That are these are the same people that are stealing the baseball out of the kid's hand at the ballpark. So there's always that person out there. But I really,
never did that.
Oh, you were playing the band at the seventh inning stretch. You were not playing baseball. But anyway, it's one of those things that really doing the research to make sure that you find out who they are. Heck, if you're trying to get something framed up, go down and talk to the lumberyard, the independent lumberyard, and say, hey, who do you like around here?
Yeah.
And they'll go, hey,
talk to smiling every day.
Yeah. Who's the one that, oh, man, everybody loves this person. All right. That's going to be better than jumping on social media and trying to find somebody. Ask your friends and family, who did they use? Did it go well? Referrals are great that way. And just do your research. And by the way, if you go into the home centers and hire the Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, whoever out there, if you go in and hire their contractor, guess what? Those big box stores are marking them up 30 or 40% because they got to make their cut too.
They're doing
it below cost. And usually those are the new contractors. Those are the ones that don't have the business. And they're like, at least I'll get some work from them. And
that's
the farm team for contractors. And that's how you do it.
I just final word want to say the most important. Not the most important thing. I only think it's the most important thing because I'm saying it, Eric.
There we go.
I will say it's hugely important to really plan your plan. Otherwise, you don't know what you're missing. Really know what your real budget is. Don't try to mess around. Don't try to tell them it's 20 grand less than it is. Don't just know what your budget is. Know exactly what you want to do. And then certify and qualify somebody that's good to do it. But really, create a list of questions like for each contractor that walks, have you ever done stairs? How many tile jobs have you done? Are you familiar with Viking appliances?
Yeah.
Whatever it is, get really specific about your plan and it leaves way less room for error. So it's super, super important. Take your time. Don't rush your project because you want it done by Thanksgiving. You'll regret it. Plan a good plan and you'll know where the holes are in the contractor's story that way. Make some squirm. I like watching.
Yeah, exactly. And then, do the online research. Find out. See what you see out there. Take a look and see. Are they coming up on good projects? Are your friends showing up pictures of their stuff? And like you said earlier, check the website. That almost sounds like a sponsor. We could have slid that sponsor in. Brought to you by Sidehide Designs.
All you contractors out there with a website that looks like it's built on Netscape, better be sending me a message so we can get you looking legit.
Jeez, I just turned into the heckle fish there. What's going on?
Where's my kazoo?
Where's your kazoo? I love it, brother. Yeah, guys, just do your research. And when in doubt, if you have a state licensing agency, reach out to them to see what they say. If they take phone calls, use them as a resource. Those people are sitting in there doing their thing. In my area, probably half the states out there have some kind of research that way. And then the other thing is to, if you're worried about, make sure that the things are consistent. If they give me a business card, does it look like a real business card? Does it look like these guys work? And when in doubt, jump online and find the business owner and make sure that these people actually work for them. I have seen people out there that have, off of the social media pages at least, that have taken somebody else's contractor's license number and is copying it. And they're out there trying to say they're with ABC Construction and they're not. But they go out and start ABC Contracting so they can get the check in the bank and that stuff happens. So be careful. Do your research. Johnny, thanks for coming on the show today, brother. It has been awesome.
I love it. And I'll be here anytime you'll have me, brother. I appreciate it, man. It's a lot of fun and it's always great hanging out and providing some value and being trying to help people here and getting things done right, not getting burned. And I appreciate it, man. Look forward to the next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We'll see you next week.
Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show, or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos. My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.